So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek listed Mechir Kelev, an animal exchange for a dog, as an example of an animal that was disqualified for a carbon. Our Mishnah now elaborates on these halachas. Tzuk the Mishnah, Beizel Mechir Kelev, what is an exchange for a dog? If one person says to another, take this lamb in exchange for your dog. The Gemara explains, Mechir Kelev Zeu Chalipe Kelev. A Mechir Kelev refers to an exchange for a dog. However, it cannot mean esnan, payment for znus with a dog, because then the pasuk would have said leisavi esnan zayin lebekelef. Since the pasuk used two different terms, it must refer to two different types of payments. The Mishnah continues: v'chein shnei shutfin shacholku echad notel asara ve'echad tisha bekelef. If two partners divided 20 animals between them, with one taking 10 lambs and the other taking 9 lambs and a dog, shekeneged akelef aser b'she'im akelef muter. The 10 lambs that were taken in place of the dog are forbidden, while the 9 that were taken with the dog are permitted. And the Gemara asks, why are all 10 lambs forbidden? Only one lamb should be considered in exchange for the dog. The Gemara answers, could go into Tafi, Dummy, Kelev, Mechad Minayu, Vahaitufainu, the Kelev, Shadi Bekula. The Mishnah refers to a case where the value of the dog exceeded any one of the lambs, and each of the 10 lambs is worth slightly more than each of the 9 lambs. Therefore, we say that the excess value of the dog is spread among all the 10 lambs, and so they're all forbidden. The Mishnah continues, Esna na kelev mechir zayin hare elu mutar. An animal given as payment for znus with a dog, or an animal exchanged to purchase a zayin as a shifcha, are permitted. Shnemar, shnayim, v'lo yarba. The pasuk says, Leisavi esnan zayin mechir kelev, te'avas Hashem lekecha gam shnayim. Referring to two forbidden scenarios, not four. The Gemara explains, Ein znus lebehemus. Relations with an animal is not considered znus because le'nishmit kra lichtiv esnan zayin mechelev. The Torah did not refer to the payment for a zayin and a kelev. Since it specifically mentioned a different payment for a dog, i.e. an exchange, this implies that esna kelev is permitted. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes, Valdesein mutar, the offspring of an esnan zayin or mechil kelev, are permitted because the pasuk states hein, v'loi valdesein, referring to them but not their offspring. The Gemara discusses the offspring of several other forbidden animals. Vlad ha nirvas asura, hi uvolda nirvo. The offspring of an animal that was used for sin when it was pregnant is also forbidden because the act was done to the body of the mother and the child. The offspring of an animal that gored and killed when it was pregnant is also forbidden because the act was done by the body of the mother and the child. However, regarding the offspring of an animal that was designated for idolatry or was worshipped when it was pregnant, it's a machlekes. Some say mutter, li'ime akze li'ime palchila. The offspring is permitted because they only designate and worship the mother. Others say aser nichele benifche. It's forbidden because he's pleased that the designated animal looks larger due to its pregnancy. If someone gave a zayin the money as payment, she may use the money to purchase an animal and use it as a carbon. However, if he gave her wine, oil, flour, or any item that can itself be used as part of a carbon, i.e. wood or salt, it is forbidden. The Gemara cites two seemingly contradictory brises. If he gave her wheat as an esnan and she made it into flour, or olives and she made oil, or grapes and she made wine, Tani chada asurim, but tani idach mutarim. One brisa says they're forbidden for use as karbanas, while another brisa says they're permitted. The Gemara explains that this is a machlekes. Beshami oisin and besil matirin. Beshami hold they are forbidden, while besil hold they're permitted. And the Gemara explains the machlekes. The pasuk says regarding esnan, te'avas Hashem gam shneim. Therefore, besil savri heim baloi baldesein heim baloi shneiyein. Besil expounded the term shneim, both of them, to exclude the offspring of the esnan and the esnan itself after it changes form. However, Beshame Sabri, Heim Bulei Baldesein, Gam L'Rabbi Shinuyein. Beshame expound the term Shneim, both of them, to exclude the offspring of the Esnan, but they expound the word Yam to include the Esnan itself, even after it changes form. The Gemara expounds another part of this pasuk. Le Savi, B'Gaymer, Beis Hashem L'Kecha, and cites Machlekes in the Braisa. Le Savi Esnan Zayin Mechir Kelev Beis Hashem L'Kecha, Prat L'Parah She'im Bala Bais Devri B'Laza. The Pardum is not included in this prohibition, since it's not brought inside the Mikdash. However, if gold was used as the esnan, it is included in this prohibition and cannot be used to cover the mizbeach because this is a use inside the mikdash. The Mishnah continues, Nasan la mukdashin hare elu mutarin. If he gave her consecrated animals, they remain permitted to be used as a carbon. However, eifes hare elu asurin. If he gave her chulin birds, they're forbidden. The Mishnah explains this ruling. Shaya badin. We would have thought that birds are permitted because ma im hamukdashin shamum paisel ben ein esnan mechir chalayin oif sheinamum paisel by ein adin shle esnan mechir chalav. Mukdashin have the stringency that they're disqualified by a blemish, yet they do not become an esnan. If so, birds which do not become disqualified by most blemishes certainly should not become forbidden as an esnan. Therefore, tamal leima l'chol neder, and we expound the pasuk l'havi asayif to include birds in this prohibition. The Gemara cites a brayse that makes the opposite drasha. We would have thought to make the following kavuchemer. Uma oifes she'ena mum paisel b'hem. Esna n'mechir chalalein. Mukdashin sha mum paisel b'hem. Ena din she'esna n'mechir chalalein. Birds are not disqualified through most blemishes, and yet they can become an esnan. If so, consecrated animals who do become disqualified through blemishes certainly should become forbidden as an esnan. Therefore, the pasuk says, l'chol neder lohitzi esanoder, excluding an item that has already been consecrated. The Gemara asks, however, lava mainahu. Consecrated animals are not private property, and so they certainly cannot become forbidden as an esnan. Why do we need a special pasuk to exclude mukdashin? The Gemara answers, b'memane al pischei. This refers to one who paid her by allotting her a portion in this korban pesach. And Rebbe rules that this is considered personal gain, and so it could become asur. Therefore, we need the pasuk to exclude mukdashin. The Mishnah continues, kol asur negabe mezbeach, val desein mutarn. If any of the animals that are forbidden to be used as a korban gave birth, their offspring are permitted. I think Gemara cites a braisa in which Rebbe Leza disagrees with our Mishnah and holds that the offspring are forbidden. The Gemara offers two explanations of the machlekes. Machlekes she'ibru l'b'seif nirvu. Machlekes is where the animal is pregnant while it was used for the aveir. Rebbe Leza savar u'b'yerech imahu. A fetus is considered one of its mother's limbs. Therefore, it also becomes forbidden. Rabban savri l'b'yerech imahu. A fetus is not considered one of its mother's limbs. Therefore, it does not become forbidden. However, nirbu l'b'seif ibru dirakol mutarn. If it became pregnant after the aveir was done, everyone agrees that the offspring is permitted. Machlekes kishenirvu l'b'seif ibru. Machlekes is where it became pregnant after the aveir was done. Now, the mother of this offspring is a forbidden animal while the father is permitted. Therefore, b'liezer sava zebezagarim aser. The result of a forbidden and permitted source is forbidden. Rabban savri zebezagarim mutter. The result of a forbidden and permitted source is permitted. However, ibrul b'seif nirvu dirakol asurin. If the animal was pregnant while it was used for the avera, everyone agrees that it is forbidden because uba yerech imay. The Gemara also cites another version of the machlekes where they disagree whether bizu milsa. It's disgraceful to you the offspring of such an animal, even if it became pregnant after the avera, and discusses whether this applies only nirvu k'shen mukdashin if the avera was done when they were already consecrated, or even nirvu k'shen chulin if the avera was done before they were consecrated.